We're going to study from the Sfasem Mishnah Parshas Bahar, the year Tav Reish Lamed Hei. Bahar Tav Reish Lamed Hei. Parsha begins, Eidav Hashem Lomayisha, Bahar Sinai Leimah. Because Baruch said this mitzvah of Shemitah at Har Sinai. All of the mitzvahs were commanded at Sinai. Rashi, quoting Medrash Torah's Kahanim, asks famously, Ma Inyan Shemitah? Eitzel Har Sinai. Now, the ultimate in understanding that question is, as Rashi himself explains, when we answer that question by saying, well, that's because this is a Yotze Min HaKlal, not Lalamed Al Atzmo, Lalamed Al HaKlal Kula. Just like this mitzvah of Shemitah was taught at Har Sinai, even though later on you don't hear any more about this mitzvah, that is in Torah's Kahanim, here in Vayikra, it's mentioned. In Mishnah Torah, in Chumash Devarim, no mention of the Shemitah. But it was all given. All of the mitzvahs, similarly, were given and explained at Har Sinai, and then retold, retaught, and or individual facets of the mitzvah, details were taught in Arvos Moav, before we went into Eretz. Afkula Nemru Klavaisehen Vidiktukehen Misinai. And Rashi explains, after all, he says, we have that klal of everything is coming from Sinai. So the kasha is, why would it say it specifically about Shemitah? To tell us that even those mitzvahs that are not described here, not in Shmos, not in Midbar, not in Vayikra, they also were at Har Sinai. The mitzvahs in Parshas Ki Tzeitzei, it's the single parsha that has the most mitzvahs of any parsha in the Torah. Does that mean that it was told only at the very end of Moshe's life? No. It was taught at Har Sinai, and then retold and taught again in Arvos Moav. That's the point. The question is, why only Shemitah, or why specifically Shemitah? If you need a Yotze Min HaKlal, you need a mitzvah that clearly was taught and taught at Sinai. So say, Milo was a mitzvah taught at Sinai. It was. Why is the exception that now comes to be Lalamid al-Aklal Kulai, specifically Shemitah? Why not Taras HaMishpacha, Mikvah? Why not Arba Minim? Arba Minim is not repeated in Dvarim. Milo is not repeated in Chumash Dvarim. All of these are mitzvahs that we know were only written up in the Torah at Sinai. So you could say, just like that was at Sinai, those which are not mentioned as having been at Sinai, they were also at Sinai. Why specifically does the Torah say this about Shemitah? And then from Shemitah we realize all of the mitzvahs were similarly taught at Sinai. Why specifically mitzvah Shemitah? That's question number one. Then, there's another question, and this is the Sfasem is only obliquely referencing the question, but you see that he pointedly gives us the answer. When you come into the land, the land should have a sabbatical year, the land should rest a Shabbos for Hashem's sake. For 6 years, you sow and plant your fields and prune and harvest your grapes. What's wrong with this picture? What's the obvious question? You come to the land. Before saying you will work the land, produce on the land, it says, the Torah should have said, you'll come to the land and you'll work the land. Sheishanim tizra sadecha. For every 6 years that you work, then there'll be a Shana Hashiviyah, Shabbos, Shabbos, Slang, Yil, La'aretz. That's not what the Torah does. The Torah says, Kisavar, La'aretz, Asherani, Naisayim, Lachem, Bishav, La'aretz, Shabbos, La'ashem. So I know, you could say, well, I mean, the idea is being introduced, you know, with a heading, and then the details are that for 6 years, you will plant, and you'll sow, and you'll harvest, and then there's a seventh year. But if you think about it, there's got to be a message here in the fact that the idea of the Shabbos Haaretz is mentioned even before the working of the land, and it's mentioned immediately after HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ki savo el ha'aretz asher ani nosein lachem. You're going to come to the land that I'm giving you, Yishav sa'aretz shabbos lachem.
Any working land, every outhand, depends on the shepherd. So there was, I'm telling you now that 70 you're not going to come. You're going to allow me. I'm telling you today, everything you do from now is ominous, based on this. You do the work.
Yes, but it's even more powerful than that. It means that, yes, that all those 6 years, there's a certain, let's call it a tnai, that's happening. There's something that's held in abeyance, that something's happening during the 6 years that you should be cognizant of, even before you get to the seventh. That the seventh year, as the Svasendis is going to explain, is what those first 6 years should really be all about. Let's see it inside. Rashi, Ma Inyan Shemitah Itzal Har Sinai, Ma Shemitah, just as in the case of Shemitah, Nemru Kloleseh, Proteseh, V'diktukeh, Mi Sinai, all of the details, all of the mitzvah was taught at Sinai. Witness that there are no Sukkim with mitzvah Shemitah anywhere in Chumash Dvarim, wasn't retaught, as it were, in Arvos Mav. Kach Shnuya, Av Kulan, Nemru Kloleseh, V'diktukeh, and Mi Sinai. So, to all of the mitzvahs of the Torah were taught at Sinai. Nothing was left out, and nothing was somehow, crammed in. You know, the way I remember how we used to study sometimes for tests. We didn't know anything. We didn't look at the books. I don't know how well we listened to the classes. And then there's a test, and then the night before, like at Arvos Moav, Lahavdil. Night before, we're trying to get, all of Torah's Moshe. We should remember it all. You know, subtly. I don't tell you.
Was the Torah taught just to Moshe?
Oh, so.
Because the whole year.
There are different opinions. A very good question. Did Moshe? So Moshe received it in its entirety at Sinai, but did he immediately teach and then teach again and repeat, adding perhaps some details in Arvos Moav? Or were there mitzvos which Al Pi Hashem he did not tell us about until? There are opinions that say that there are certain mitzvahs for certain reasons, which where they were taught at Sinai, yes, but then they were actually taught to Moshe at Sinai, but then taught to us only later. So let's see what the Svasama says. Av kol ha-mitzvahs, all of the klolin, all of the protim, were taught at Sinai. Umidit talinhu b'shmitah, if all of the mitzvahs are now understood to have come from Sinai, just like Shemitah, why is Shemitah the example? The first question we asked, why only Shemitah? You could have said the same thing, mitzvahs mila, mikvah, arba minim, binyan beis hamikdash, right? Binyan hamishkan. These are all not repeated in Arvos Moav, but if the Torah chose Shemitah as the example, mashma shehi mitzvah shekol hamitzvahs tluyin bo. That means that it is a worthy representative of all the mitzvah. That all of the mitzvahs of the Torah depend upon something, some aspect of Shemitah. Shemitah is representative of much more than just Shemitah. Kimay Shabbos, just like Shabbos every week. It's a very big mitzvah. Deshkula neged kol mitzvahs. Shabbos is the equal of all the mitzvahs together. The Rambam in Hilchas Shabbos says, point blank, that Shkula, he uses that word, Shkula keneged shar kol mitzvah satayra. And that's why Chalil, if somebody violates the Shabbos, it's like violating the entire Torah. Like a person who's Ovid of Arizar. If a person Chalil is Ovid of Arizar, that means Yiddishkeit is out the window. So Chalil, if a person is Mechalil Shabbos, that means he's like he's being Ovid on Kol HaTorah Kula. Shemitah is the equal of Shabbos in that way. Astounding. But if you want to look at it very literally, yes. The Barbanel says that when a person does Shemitah, the Shemitah is the land of Israel attesting to the creator of earth, to the creator of the universe, like Am Yisrael does every week on Shabbos Kodesh. What is holiness in time, the Kedusha of the time of Shabbos that announces, Oizi ben Yuven b'nei Yisrael, kisheish yomim osa Hashem, as Hashemayim b'zaretz, the physical land of Israel attests to that same reality, Kishesh Yisramim Osla Hashem is Hashemayim Ves Haaretz. That's why it's called Shabbos Haaretz, the land which is the Holy Land. The Holy Land announces to the world, Hashem created it. So it's really a Shabbos. And it's to be regarded like Shabbos. And it has all of that special Kedusha of something that attests to the fact that a Kadosh Baruch Hu creates this world, that it's His world. Not only as a Kenyan, that it belongs to Him. More actively, that every moment of existence is propelled by a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Every moment of reality is as He wishes it. That's what this is all about. Like Shabbos itself. And yet, on this pasuk, you look at the parish of the Ramban, he says that if someone is Chalila Kaifer in Mitzvah Shemitah, quote, I'm quoting from the Ramban, Einay Maidib a Maisib Rashis. So Shemitah is Aegis on Maisib Rashis on all of existence.
But Shabbos is greater than this. So much that's something that is given.
Shemitah is a mitzvah that involves our being Mekadesh it. We have to count it and we have to make it happen. It is different from, it's not exactly the same as Shabbos, but big picture, it's not only to say this land is ours only because Hashem gave it to us. This land belongs to HaKadosh Baruch. All of the Tvuos and Peros Ha'aretz are all thanks only to HaKadosh Baruch.
It's
100%. 100%. It's true. But the point of it, the point and the reason behind the mitzvah, the tam of Shemitah, is not only to be thankful for the land, this land, Eretz Yisrael, but it's really about all land. It's all about entire creation. 100%. It's not. And Shabbos is not noig amongst all people, only Klal Yisrael. And that's because Kedusha of this land warrants that this land should announce to the world who the Creator is. This people, Am Yisrael, by keeping Shabbos every week, announces to the world who the Bashefer is. And this land, because it's Holy Land, and Jewish people's land, it's Am Yisrael's land, that's the land that should announce to the world who is the master of the universe. And so the Ramban says, if a person is Kefir in Shemitah, he is not being Maida, Eina Maida, Memaisa Bereshis. That's how big this is. And then he's going to explain why, therefore, this is the classic mitzvah that represents all mitzvahs. You know, when the Panur Jirov once visited Kibbutz Chofetz Chaim, which is a frum kibbutz, and it was a Shemitah year, and he came into the fields where they were left fallow during that Shemitah year, and Rav Kahneman got on the floor. He got on his hands and knees, kissed the earth, and people heard him. People heard it. He was muttering to himself, repeating, good Shabbat, good Shabbat. Panur Jirov felt the Kedusha of that land, and he said, good Shabbos to the land of Eretz Yisrael. Shabbos. Let's continue. Ba'adidei mitzvah zu mekayim and kol mitzvahs. You're doing this mitzvah. So then, it's like being mekayim all of the mitzvahs, because all of the mitzvahs have a purpose. The purpose is, take something in the world, and use it as Hashem wants it to be used. Lift up all of creation, every facet of creation. Water is meant not just to make a bracha. Water is meant to bring tahara. Trees are meant to build an Aron HaKodesh. Trees are meant to make a Beis HaMikdash. An Esrog tree, it's meant to do the mitzvah of Arba Minim. Everything is meant to be used in a holy fashion. All of the creation that we celebrate in the Shemitah year means that everything is for Hashem's design. And that's all about all the mitzvahs. Now, Uksiv. Let's get now to the second question we had. Uksiv. Kisavo el ha'aretz. Shakadosh Baruch Hu nasan eretz kinan livnei Yisrael. Shakadosh Baruch Hu, the pasuk says, gave eretz kinan to us, to bnei Yisrael. V'seif hakavano, the ultimate reason that Hashem did that for, kidei shebe'emtz'iyos bnei Yisrael, Yismashchu or Yismashchu kol hadavarim laKadosh Baruch Hu. The point of it is for everything to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything in creation should be brought to surge back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Creator. Through us working the land, then not working the land, all of creation is now becoming more bound up with and returning to Hashem as it were. V'gam ritzayim b'nei Yisrael liyoyis Sholtin al hakol, this that Am Yisrael is the premier people. If we have bracha, the world has bracha. If Eretz Yisrael has shefa, through Eretz Yisrael the shefa flows to all of the world. But why? Only for Hashem's sake. It's not for our aggrandizement. Tzorich liyaz gam kein al hakavana. hazu kdei levatel atzma b'chol hatluyim b'hem l'hakadosh baruch. Everything is supposed to be for a higher purpose. Nothing selfishly. Ours. We say on Rosh Hashanah, the pasuk in Tehillim, Yadber amim tachtenu ul'umrim tachas ragleinu. We're going to have a leadership role. It's not a leadership for self-aggrandizement, for power. It's not for some kind of a selfish, worldly purpose. We're supposed to lead mankind to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Sfasema says, the sanctity of the land of Israel during Shemitah is meant to connect all of the world, the physical world, the globe, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'zdehu shekasu v'shav sa'aretz. And that's why, he says, the Pasuk says, v'shav sa'aretz, right after telling us, ki savo el ha'aretz asher ani nesein lachem, v'shav sa'aretz shabbos l'Hashem. That's our second question. Instead of saying how we're going to plant and we're going to harvest, how we're going to process what we can during 6 years, and then there's a seventh year of rest. No. The Torah says, Kisavo la'aretz, Yishra'anino sein lechem, Yishav sa'aretz, Shabbos la'ashem. The whole point of coming into the land is the Shabbos la'aretz. Zehu shekosu v'shav sa'aretz, Sha'achem shezochu b'nei Yisrael be'aretz Kanaan, Yishbesu b'shmita. The whole point of receiving Eretz Kanaan is to be shavis during the Shemitah, levatel avoida sa'aretz, ba'avur Hashem. Imagine somebody whose entire function in life is to build replicas of a building, and the whole point of it is to practice how to wreck that building. Or, let's say somebody is in the firefighting business. The whole point of building this image or structure is to set it on fire for those who need to practice putting it out. So the whole point of building it is to destroy it. So in a certain sense, the point of giving Eretz Yisrael to Bnei Yisrael is so that they will leave that land fallow every 7 years. That's what the Sfasama says. So that's why the Pasuk says, as it does, you'll come to Eretz Yisrael, v'shav sa'aretz Shabbos l'Hashem. Because that's the whole point of your coming there. Your point of coming there is to make that lesson known to all of the world. Kili kol ha'aretz. So before getting into the details of Shei Shonim Tizra Sadech, Shei Shonim Tizmar Karmecha, V'saftes Tuasa, the Torah, just from the get-go, says, you're coming to the land, Shav sa'aretz, you have to have a Shabbos ha'aretz. Because that's why you're given the land. Not that you're given the land for your sake, but you should remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but you should appreciate that you've been given the land and attribute all your success there to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But you should also remember and use the land as a way to attest to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the whole of earth. No! You're being given the land for that purpose. You're being given the land so that you shall be able to then be shoyves. Why do we have 6 days a week? What's the tachlis of the 6 days? What do we say when we daven on Friday nights? What do we say? That because Baruch Hu created the world, and we live and have lived Baruch Hashem this past week, and now we have reached the seventh day. What do we call it? Tachlis, Shemayim Baretz. At k'dash tishyem hashvi'i, tachlis. The tachlis of Ma'aseh Shemayim Baretz is the seventh day. The whole point of having life is to reach finally the seventh day, where Kedusha finally comes out and inheres, is blown into everything that's been gathered, made, created, built in these 6 days. The tachlis of Shemayim Baretz is not the first 6 days, but all of the work that we do. The tachlis of Shemayim Baretz is the seventh day. I was a bachur in yeshiva, and I was talking to the Rosh Yeshiva, talking to Rav Aaron Shachter, that's all. And I was telling him about something that I would take care of, and it would be over the weekend. Oh boy. I said, the weekend is a common word. Moshe, bring the Rosh Yeshiva. Would you bring in a siddur? And slowly opens up the siddur, and he turns the pages of the siddur, and he starts and has me read At Kedash Tashem Hashvi Lishmacha, and then he said, B'chol Kochai, the way you answer Amen Yesh Mirabo, you know, at the top of his lungs, Tachlis, Ma'aseh Shemayim Baretz. I'll never forget it. That was the lesson in Kedushas Shabbos for a lifetime. Because that's what it is. It's not a day of rest after 6 days of work. The whole point of the 6 days is to reach that Kedusha. That is the tachlis of Ma'aseh Shemayim. Shemitah is not, you know, you work and then you show that it's Hashem's and trust in Hashem. Those are very nice. Says the Sfasemis, no, it's just like Shabbos. And that's why the Torah says, I'm giving you the land, b'shav sa'aretz. Before I even say that, yeah, you'll work the land and then you'll have a seventh year where you won't work the land. The whole point of giving that you're, the whole point of giving Am Yisrael the land, it's given to you so that you will have Shabbos Ar. Sha'achin shezochu b'nei Yisrael b'eretz Kanan yishbesu b'shmita. Levatel avoda sa'aretz b'avur Hashem. The whole point is to not work. And to not work for the sake of Hashem Yisroch. To not work the land for the sake of Hashem Yisroch. To tell the whole world whose world this is. U'kamesh mitzvinu ba'odam, the kolzman, the meshubad la'acher, eino yochel lekabel, ol malchus shemayim. He says, this idea, this is all of Jewish life is this way. If you are meshubad to someone else or to something else, if you're bent over because spiritually, you can't stand tall because of one's own Yetzer Hara. So the Zohar says, top of the next column, Kedisa B'Zohar HaKadosh, Hai Ol Lo Sharia B'man D'Kafus Ba'achara. You can't take a yoke on your shoulders if you're already burdened by and obligated to someone or something else. L'chein Hetzionu HaMakom Baruch Hu Mimitzrayim. The whole point of Yetzias Mitzrayim is because you're going to become an Eved to Hashem. You can't be an Eved to Hashem if you have any sense of obligation, of having any other kind of subjugation to anything but HaKadosh Baruch. You have to be a Ben Chayyim, then you can become a HaKadosh Baruch. Now he says a fascinating thing with which we'll conclude. V'yesh l'hoys of oiv, ki tzarech lihiyos mikaydem ol hashibud acher. In order for a person to genuinely come to be Hashem's, it's functional that first, that to begin with, we are actually under thumb of some other power, whether it's Mitzrayim in the case of Am Yisrael as a nation, or the Yetzer Hara in terms of our own lives. Va'achakach kishepeirik mimenu ol zeh, when you fully unburden oneself and become completely free of that other horrible obligation, the weight of and the tethers that hold us back from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then Zoycha Lekabel Ol Malchus. V'chein hu ba'odom she'meshubu tachas yad ha'yetzer hara b'tchilas shenoysav kenoida, the famous pasuk in Kehelet, the mashal of the Yetzer HaTov, the young Yeled that has to defeat the older, more experienced, pre-existing Melech Chsil, the Yetzer hara. It's mashal of how the Zaken, the elder of our lives, the one who's been around for a very, very long time. That's the Yetzer Hara. We have to know how to beat him back. We have to know how to defeat that Yetzer Hara. But it's because you have that Yetzer Hara that you know what your powers could be, you know what your potential could be, and then when you turn your power, b'shnei Yitzrachu, you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's being Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim. It's a very profound idea. He's saying that giving the land to the Canaanim first, and then saying, but it's not used appropriately by Canaanites. You, Am Yisrael, now it's your land, now the land has more meaning. Now the mitzvah of Shabbos Ha'aretz will explain itself and will make itself clear, as it's supposed to. All of the earth is, it belonged to the Canaanites. That's a falsehood. It belongs to me. Through you, Hashem says, it's going to be taken from those who say the wrong message, and the message that it's my earth, take it from the Canaanite, bring it to Kedusha, give it. And that's how it is in our individual lives. What are we here for? Our selfishness? Take that away from the Yetzer Hara, and then give ourselves and all of our Ratzon up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Mitzvah Shemitah. You think the land belongs to the Canaanites? Cursed Canaanites! HaKanani Ozbaritz, the Zer HaKadosh says, Canaan was cursed, right? Canaan was cursed. It became a blessed land because the Kadosh Baruch Hu came to Avraham Avinu and says, take it away from, your children will take it away from Canaan. It'll be blessed. So blessed that it'll become mine. And through that, all the world will know that all the world, that all the world. Thank you very much, everybody. Good job.